This past Friday, Saturday, and today, I've been at the Spiritual Life Center, or will be going back, helping with an engaged encounter. And there was a question asked yesterday to myself and to the presenting couples. And it was one of the couples who was making the retreat. They just simply asked, "You speak of experiencing God talking to you. What is that like?" Each of us gave an example. But the thing is the reason why I bring up that question is this very gospel is meant to be able to show us that God is wanting to come to us. Because it says, the Word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. It wasn't that John had to go to him, but that God is wanting to go to His people, to you and to me, to have a relationship. God is not off in a distance. He's not this whole part of a being who says, "You know what, I'm way over here because I'm so much better." No, God is a person who desires to be in communion, not just with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but with His creation. With you. With me. He comes to us. And it's not multiple voices. It's His voice. It's His loving look. It's His kind touch that hits the depths of our souls, into the very recesses of our hearts. This is where in the first reading of the prophet Baruch, that He comes to us so that the splendor of God may cover us, that we may be wrapped in the cloak of justice from God. He desires to be closer to you than anyone else. He desires, as He has said in the Gospel of John, to abide in you and me. And my brothers and sisters, the season of Advent is a time in which we become more aware of Christ's coming. Yes, His coming at Christmas. Yes, His return in glory. But we should not forget of His coming that happens each and every single day. There is not a moment in which God is not wanting a time of communion with you. He wants it at every single second. He wants to abide in you. He wants to live in you as He does in me. Because He comes to us. In the Eucharist, in the confessional, in every sacrament, He comes to us in the Scriptures. He comes to us in our personal prayer, wanting to clothe us with Himself so that we may have His splendor and glory, which is why St. Paul in the second reading will say, if I may find it just briefly, "And this is my prayer, that your love may increase ever more and more." The prayer of knowing Jesus, of experiencing Him in your heart, of being in communion with Him. Because that's what God comes to do, as He did with John, as He did with the Blessed Mother, as He did with all the saints before us, and as He does each day in your life. May we be able in this Advent season to come to that awareness that the Word of God comes to me, to you, seeking to abide in us, to be in relationship with us, so that we may be clothed in His glory here on earth and in its fullness of heaven. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.